brothers, this is a day of, inshallah, dua for our parents. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you. Mufti Sahib, may Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and accept all your efforts. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours. Fadal,
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our Junaid Mota, our Dawood Mota, and our Riyaz Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 26th of Sha'ban, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, and verses 47 and 48. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us on this Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You, Ya Rasul Allah Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give glad tidings to the true believers. Therefore, it's good to keep the name for our son, Bashir, that a person who will share and give glad tidings and good news. Our beloved daughter, excellent to keep her name Bushra, that she will be the one who will be giving people good news. And we as the Ummah, Bashiru, wala tunafiru, wayassiru, wala tuassiru. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bashiru, give glad tidings to people, so that becomes a magnet for them, attraction for them, for Islam and the Muslims. وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, and do not chase them away from Islam, but bring them towards Islam. وَيَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا, and make life easy for them, and don't make life difficult for them. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam title Bashir wa Nazira wa Mubashir wa Nazira, giving glad tidings all the time, but not compromising the deen of Islam in the process. Wa Bashir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give the glad tidings to the true believers. Bi anna lahum min Allahi fadlan kabira, that for them, from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala directly, fadlan kabira, there is a great, great bounty. So what is this bounty? That is our aim, our objective, our very purpose. And that is Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, to enter into paradise directly. And therefore we read, and we should be reading today as well, abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sending salutations upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and say, Allahumma hasibna hisabay yaseera. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, hasibna, make my reckoning, hisabay yaseera, a very easy reckoning. When we travel internationally, globally, we know this green and red. We just go through the green. We just show our face and we go through. So similarly, inshallah, on the day of justice, we just show our face. And then the next stop is Jannat al-Firdaus. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe when a person enters Jannat al-Firdaus, paradise, that is fadlam min Allahi wa rahmatan min, that is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Our actions, our deeds are also a cause, but the main reason is the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, a person is dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, then that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. In life today, people love to sit on the fence and then they commit a major, major offense and see what Almighty Allah is addressing the Master alayhi salam. But the greater message and lesson is for me and you. Wala tutwi'il kafirin. Do not be obedient to the non-Muslims. Now people today want to dance and want to agree with the politicians, the governments and the non-Muslims and say they're very good to us and so forth. So all that haram. How much compromise are you going to make? Compromise, compromise till you exit Islam yourself. Allah forbid. So see what we are doing today, interfaith and so forth. Wala tutwi'il الكافرين wala والمنافقين. وَلَا تُتْعِي الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ. Do not be obedient, you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message is for me and you. Obviously, the Master alayhi sallam will not be obedient to them, so the message is for you and me and the hypocrites. So who are the hypocrites? Those who dance from year to day and so forth. Their aim in life is Razi Rahe Rahman Bi, Khush Rahe Shaitan Bi. They want to please Allah Jalla Wala and please Satan and Lucifer. As long as the money comes rolling in, and sometime we commercialize Islam so that we can use it there to fill our own pockets and so forth. So these are the people who are munafiqeen and hypocrites. So they sell Islam and for their own agenda and so forth. So therefore Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named them and gave the list to Sayyidina Hudhayfa bin Yaman, Sahibur Silli Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the confidant of the Master alayhi salatu salam, and is buried there in Iraq. We went to his Qabr Mubarak also. Me and you should always read the dua and supplication mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Al-Adabul Mufrad. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. Oh Allah Jalla wala, I seek your protection from hypocrisy in all shapes and forms and sizes. Wadda azahum. They will plot, they will plan, they will scheme. So you then ignore azahum, their harassment. All they are plotting, planning, and what harm they want to cause you. Leave them, ignore them. With the wakkal Allah, and place your trust in Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. Almighty Allah will humiliate them, disgrace them further and further. And we see this every day. How the Jutlas, the Americans, the Europeans, the white hegemony, plotting, planning, scheming against the Muslims and Islam. And day by day, they're getting further humiliated. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah alone is sufficient to take care of your matters and affairs. So therefore we should have this quality that we use whatever is permissible and use the means at our disposal, but the end result, leave it in the hands of Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whosoever places his or her trust in Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala will suffice for them. It doesn't mean we must leave the means. Use the means at your disposal, provided they are permissible. Then the result and the consequences you leave in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Day number 154 today, this Friday. Gaza, genocide in Gaza. So 27 Gaza detainees in the hands of the Israelis. They were tortured, killed, and so forth and so on. Obviously, Israel will try and tell the world that they died naturally, but we know better than that. The Shin Bet, one of their leaders, former leaders, said that the disastrous current Israeli government must be replaced. So imagine their own people, part of their own apparatus and system, are saying that this government of Bibi Netanyahu and this Ben Gvir and Smotrich and all these war criminals and they are super terrorists, that they are a cancer to society. rockets are firing into Sidrot, and that is right nearby Gaza, and the jutlas are shaking now again, and the sirens are blaring and so forth. So our brothers in Gaza are still firing on them. So mashallah, well done to Hamas. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue for all times. Israel blocking aid. You must remember, majority of the aid is not coming in. Israel deliberately impeding it, and they're using their starvation as a weapon of war. And the Muslim countries are helping them, like Saudi Arabia, Egypt, all these countries who are normalizing ties with Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. So America, when thrice the world said there must be immediate ceasefire, then they vetoed it. And now to fool the world, Biden says, no, we will use the Gaza port, and from there it will become a means of the aid coming in. To organize all that, arrange that, will take 2-3 weeks. Ramadan might be finished already. So these are the war criminals, that is America and Joe Biden and all of them, whether it's Republican, Democrat, because they are in the hands of the Americans and Israelis operate together. So therefore, we should know both of them are super terrorists and super murderers, and you can see what is happening there. As long as Muslim blood is there, they don't bother. If it is whiteys, like in Ukraine and so forth, then they will be making all this type of alliance and sending arms and so forth. See what they're doing against Russia, but remember, they are failing in that as well. Israel Haniya, Ismail Haniya, the leader of Hamas, said that you don't think I'm Yasser Arafat here, that I will not bow down to your people's pressure and so forth. So he walked away from the talks there in Cairo. So nothing happened, no agreement, no ceasefire, nothing. So that is what we are. We are the Mujahideen. We will fight till the death, or we will have victory. Inshallah, O Muslim, wherever you are and you're listening to this live broadcast on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, today Jumu'ah, turn to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala between Asr and Maghrib. Turn to Almighty Allah during Ramadan Mubarak, Suhoor time, Sehri time, Iftar time, other times. Every day for every Muslim is da'watun mustajaba. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Musnad Ahmad in various compilations. Every day one dua minimum is accepted of the true believer and the sa'im, the fasting person. So say, O Muslim, O Muslima, O child and children, Ya Allah, give victory to Hamas. Ya Allah, destroy Israel and all their alliance and their parties and all their supporters. And وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. And that is not difficult for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Modi, another prime terrorist, and remember war and person who is the war criminal there, remember in India, and we know the butcher of Gujarat, he visits Kashmir, but he couldn't win the hearts of the Kashmiris, and he's trying to tell them that see how the economy is booming and so forth. He forgot to say the army he brought in there. He forgot to say how many women the Indian army raped and so forth. He forgot to say how many masajid and mosques they closed. So all these people are our arch enemies. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them. And that is in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82. And we see, they say, this is not Netanyahu's war only. It is the genocide from Israel as a policy, remember that. So Israel is condemned and castigated globally for its settlements in the West Bank. They master crooks in stealing and occupying other people's land. Therefore, we have to sort them out, and jihad is the only way. The Malaysian Prime Minister says the West is guilty of gross hypocrisy over Israel. That, you see, Israel is the aggressor, is the terrorist, is the murderer, the baby killer, and yet you are giving them unlimited support and so forth. So what do you call that? Trump tells Biden, I'm prepared to debate with you anywhere, anytime. Now Trump knows he's in a driving seat, and now he will go on with his pomp and glory. But both of them, old men, good for nothing, suffering from amnesia and so forth. So therefore, American elections is another big farce. You must be an idiot to believe that they have true and fair and free elections there. Russia will kick out U.S. diplomats, and they threaten them. If you interfere more and more in our internal affairs, we will kick you out from Moscow. Well done. That's the type of leaders we want. Therefore, we like Putin. Putin gives America and its allies a bloody nose and tells them, you don't come and interfere in our matters. So the Miron disaster. So Miron is a mountain there. So they call it the Miron disaster. So Bibi is responsible. So Bibi Netanyahu's problems are just increasing daily. He is the super terrorist in the world, and he's humiliated throughout the world. Today, Friday, Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting Istanbul. So he will tell Erdogan, you see, you are part of NATO, so you must give us more and more arms and give us more and more ammunition. Sunak there, you see, Sunak, he's trying to garner support. So now, and thinks he will win, he's going to lose. So Britain will send 10,000 drones to Ukraine. Can you believe that? But they can't drop or give a glass of water to our children and our babies and milk there in Gaza and Palestine. So this is the white mentality. So and he, Sunak, is a useful idiot for the whites, you must remember. So that is how they play the game. Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz, Israel today is no stronger, no safer. So with all your murdering all these people, 30,000, some reports yesterday I read is 40, 45,000. That is the real amount, and over 100,000 injured. So all this goes on, so they will never be safe. Allah is going to punish them. Chapters 7, verse 167, till the day of justice. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. People used to say Canada is very safe. Well, it doesn't seem so safe. Some people from Sri Lanka just arrived there a few weeks ago in Ottawa in Canada, and some crazy guy killed 6 people, innocent people. Maybe they mistook them as Muslims or what have you. So that is your Western countries. More than 100 pupils abducted in Nigeria. So there's also big problems in that part of the world. MK, that is JZ, Jacob Zuma's party, and them yesterday, they warned the ANC and South Africa. If you are going to disqualify us to take part in this elections on May 29, we're telling you now, if we are disqualified and not allowed to participate, then there will be civil war in South Africa. O Muslim, O people, read Surah 12, and that is Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector, and He, Allah Jalla Wala alone, is the only one, the exclusive one, who is the most merciful one to show mercy. You know, we had a president, and his name was Thabo Mbeki. We met him also. So Thabo Mbeki got the brother. Now, he's an independent guy. His name is Muletsi Mbeki. So he says the white people did not steal the land here in South Africa, but they fought for it, and they beat the African and so forth. Do you agree with him? I reject it completely. I think maybe that some white guys maybe spoke to him and so forth. We'll give you this, we'll give you that. Make the statement. So remember, the whites came and stole the land, yeah, of the indigenous, just like they, the Jutlas and the Jews, and them, the Americans, and them are just turning a blind eye for past 75 years, stealing and occupying the land there in the holy land of Palestine. Israel exhumes 47 bodies, and they're looking for the bodies of the Jutlas, but they shot them. So Sweden joins NATO. So now NATO has become an organization of 32 countries. And U.S., so now airlifts arms into Israel. They want to give crumbs to Palestinians. We will give you aid. We will do this. But they're airlifting more and more arms in the thousands and thousands. You must remember via this Jordan, via UAE, via this country, all their chamchas and sidekicks and traitors and murtads and people who are totally against Palestine and Hamas and so forth. So Chile, you see, Chile, there the prime minister, president, whatever, is a Palestinian originally, and he has a lot of sympathy with them. So he said, we will not accept your ambassador from Israel. He was the mayor there of the illegal settlement, and today you want to appoint him as ambassador, we will not allow that. So at least some countries are coming up and telling Israel as it is, you go to hell and you don't dictate to us. Today, mashallah, is the day of Jumu'ah, the last Friday before Ramadan Mubarak. So all of you who want your son, daughter, children, grandchildren's nikah and marriage to be announcement, so send out your marriage in that invitations, mashallah, announcements to 084-786-3132 or send it to my number and that will be 071-888-1184. We will send it to Mozahid Khan. Today, 10 to 10:30 will be the announcements for Nikah, mashallah. 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku with Maulana Zahid, inshallah. 11:30 will be the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, the sermon, and we will translate it from Masjid Taqwa, inshallah, in Sikau Lake. And thereafter, the live Jumu'ah from Sikau Lake, Masjid Taqwa, with the Johanza, mashallah. So 12:10 Adhan, and thereafter the lecture. Tonight, Maghrib time, inshallah, we'll be in Tonga, the railway masjid there. So mashallah, we Hafiz Naushad, Dr. Junaid Arbi and them are. So inshallah, that is our program today. Allah Jalla will make it easy and accept it. Jee Mawsalim Kareem, we have about 25 minutes for the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can I be a mahram to my late uncle's wife, mother's brother?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When you have your mother's brother, what we call Mama Ji, Mamu, so the maternal uncle and his wife. So remember during your lifetime, so I have my mother's brother and he's got his wife. So Mumani in Urdu you say. So am I a mahram for her? No, I'm not a mahram even in lifetime. So where can you be mahram for her after her death? So, or after his death, remember, no, it's not permissible. Similarly, that my father's brother's wife, so my chachi, my kaki, so my father's brother's wife, so I'm not a mahram for her, so I can marry her and so forth and so on. There's different thing that we shake hand with them and they kiss us and all that because, you know, in society, they take us as a son and so forth, but that Islamically is not right. So remember in Islam, you, the nephew, are not a mahram for your mumani, for your mamu, mamaji's wife, or for your chacha, your kaka, your kaki. Your kaki is not, you are not a mahram for her. So we need to understand these issues very, very clearly.
Polygamy is allowed in Islam, right? You say all wives should be treated equally. So if you beat up one wife, do you have to beat up the remainder too?
You see, when people got the wrong understanding, they catch the stick at the wrong side. So what can we do? So remember in Islam to beat up any wife is absolutely haram and we must punish that husband there. Threatening the wife, assaulting the wife and so forth, we must put that person into prison and give him a good thrashing there. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and you must treat your wives with love, with respect, with justice. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said it also the Master alayhi salam, and he demonstrated it also to the world. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states, that the Master Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. Hazraji of Jalalabad, Hazraji Jalalabadi, Janawarallahu Marqadahu, Mawna Masihullah Khan Sahib, I heard him personally saying this. The whole world can say you are good, but your wife and children say you are bad. Then by Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be considered a bad person. The whole world can say you're a bad person, but your wife and children say you are good. Insha'Allah Al-Aziz. By Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you will be considered as a good person. So that is what Islam teaches. Islam teaches us if you have 2, 3, 4 wives, there must be justice. Justice means that in your attitude with them, that you gave one a house, the other one you don't give a house. When you give food, when you give money, when you spend time with them at night and so forth. Not in haram things, you go beat up one, so you must give it up all. So people who think like that, they got PhD, permanent head damage. Remember that they can't think straight anymore.
Sir, the purpose of fasting means to abstain from food and drink for a fixed period of time. However, Muslims wake up to eat early part of the morning and eat so much they don't experience hunger. So what's the need for fasting?
Remember, my brother, that your point is valid to a certain extent, but that does not mean that the Muslim must stop fasting. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah chapter 2, verse number 183, Kutiba alaykumus siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you learn the quality of self-discipline. So let's say I take your argument for myself. So now today is Ramadan, for example, is our fasting month. We know it's starting Monday night and Tuesday you'll be fasting. But let's just for example say today is Ramadan. So now I woke up early, 3 o'clock. I had a 7-course, 8-course, 9-course meal and so forth. But still I'll be fasting for 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 hours. So is that not something great? It's very great. You see the water, you see the juice, you see the food, you see your beautiful wife, she sees a handsome husband, and yet for the love of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, they're not fulfilling their lust, their desires, and so passion, and so forth. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ The people who have true iman, true faith and conviction, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah. And what message are they sending to their children, grandchildren? See, we have everything here, and yet we are not eating, drinking. Why? For a greater cause. You, my brother, once a year, you take your vehicle for a service. What you call it? Bumper-to-bumper service, major service. So we Muslims, we are going to fast, whether we have a 1-course meal, or 5-course meal, or 10-course meal. But it is to display, and make manifest our love to Almighty Allah and to learn self-discipline. Our eyes, we must control it, our ears, our tongue, our temper. Everything you need to ask the Muslim child. Never mind the Muslims like us who are fasting for 50, 60 years. My uncle, Rahimahullah, Ibrahim Kaka, Bamli Kaka, we used to call him my father's brother. He kept fast for 82 years. Over 90 years, he passed away on a Friday. He told me, I'm fasting from 8 years old. So you need to understand that the Muslim, remember, even in this day and this age, notwithstanding our weaknesses, but yet it's a great, great sacrifice. And the spiritual ecstasy that we experience, my brother. So therefore, we will continue fasting, whether you like it or not.
AK, you accept us to pray on your behalf. Does this mean that you have accepted our religion?
When we say humanity must pray, you must pray for justice, you must pray for peace and so forth. We do not accept any religion except that of Islam. If a person who is sane and mature, he lives any religion besides Islam, you want to call it Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, atheism, whatever ism you want to call it. and he or she dies and passes away and they sane and mature, on any cult, any religion, any faith besides Islam, then such people are destined to go to hell forever. And that is every true Muslim's belief, and this is enshrined clearly, explicitly in the noble Quran. No excuses entertained. Go and refer to all these verses I'm citing, mentioning now. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. Verily Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and already prepared for them the furnace and inferno, the blazing fire. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there inside that furnace, inferno, forever and ever, eternal doom and gloom. La yajiduna waliyan wala nasira. No protector, no helper for them. These people like Modi and all of them, idol worshippers, worshipping the cow, worshipping this, worshipping Ganeshi, the elephant, worshipping Lingam, the male organ, worshipping the female organ, Yoni and whatever, or Ganpati, the rats or whatever you, or Hanuman, the monkey or whatever. To Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 48, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Verily Allah will never ever forgive those who are sane and mature, and they are worshipping somebody, something else, and ascribing it to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, associating it, and say these are the partners of Allah, Allah forbid. Chapter 4, verse 48. Then you get the so-called Muslims, the sellouts, the traitors. So they want to fool the masses, and what they say we Muslim, but their Islam Muslim is only with the tip of the tongue. In the inner recesses of their heart, there's nothing there. There's no Islam, no Iman. So Almighty Allah speaks of them, chapter 4, verse 145. Inna al-munafiqina fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar. That these hypocrites, when they die in that state and condition, they'll be dispatched to the lowest dungeons of Jahannam and the hellfire. And tomorrow, on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, Allah will address them. For us people with Iman, Allah addresses us directly. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, a Iman walo. O you who believe, 89 different places. For the non-Muslims, the examples who I gave now, so Allah will address them once only. On the day of justice, the day of reckoning. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, la ta'tadiru al-yawm. O you non-Muslims, today the day of justice, the day of judgment, do not cite and give any excuses. No excuses entertained today. Innama tujuzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You will be punished according to your deeds. But Almighty Allah is absolute justice, and there's no mistakes, and Almighty Allah never ever forgets. Wa ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Allah never forgets. Maliki yawmiddin. He is the exclusive owner of the day of justice. With Dayyanu la yamut. Dayyan, Allah is the most just. He'll never ever die. He was, he is, he always will be.
Sir, we all came in this world for a short time. From an Islamic point of view, what is the purpose for God to create man and animals? Here today, gone tomorrow, it just doesn't make sense at all.
Come, my brother, let me shake up your common sense, which is not common today. So what is your name? Tom, Dick, or Mary, right? So we will call you Tom, Dick, or Mary. So you, my brother, when you were in the womb of your beloved mother, how long were you in the womb of your mother? You were there 8 months, 9 months. Then your beloved mother gave birth to you. And then she brought you up. She breastfed you. She did everything. So we stayed there in the womb of our mother for 8-9 months. Now we are here in this world. We are in beautiful Durban and overlooking the ocean, the Indian Ocean. And we're staying here in the North Coast, in the South Coast, and so forth, or wherever. So we live. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'amaru ummati bayna siddeen wa sab'een wa aqalluhum may yujawizu dhalik. The average age of these people who are followers of mine, so is between 60, 70. That's where I am now, right? So that's the average age. And then, wa aqalluhum may yujawizu dhalik. Very few people will go to 80, 90, 100 and beyond. So it shows that now our sojourn, our stay here on this earth is longer, much longer compared to our stay in the womb of our mother. There we stayed 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, yes, 60, 70, 80 years. Obviously people pass away before that. We're speaking of the average. Then that person dies. Then where he goes to? You, my brother, Tom, Dick and Mary, you went to Cape Town. And when you went to Cape Town, you saw the Atlantic Ocean, and you saw the Indian Ocean, and you saw that the temperature is different. You saw the color is different. You saw everything is different. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, He's showing us diversity in unity, unity in diversity. I can do as I please, and none in the entire universe can question me. It is my authority, Kudrat ka Kanishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah speaks of this. One day when I was there, these people came. Osho, the honorless, whatever they call themselves, it's so difficult, these names, you know, these people who are masters of the ocean. And I went down. I told them, sir, forgive me for interjecting. They thought I'm a crazy guy. I said, what you are speaking now and analyzing is all in the Quran. They said, what? I read for them. Chapter 55, Surah Ar-Rahman, the beautiful chapter. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان. Chapter 55, verses 19 and 20. I say, Allah left these two oceans. They are flowing and they are meeting, but in between there is a barrier, barzakh. لا يبغيان. I say, your boats go, your ships go, your divers go, but they don't see the barriers. Do you see the barrier? He said, no. So I said, how come the colors are different? How come the taste is different? How come the temperature is different? Who is doing all this? My brother, Tom, Dick and Mary, my sister. Chapter 55, verses 19 and 20. The word I want you to underscore is barzakh. Barzakh means a barrier, right? So now I was in the home of my mother for 8, 9 months. I came here in this world. I lived for 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Or less, whatever it is, and then we pass away. Then we go into barzakh. We go into that barrier. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Everything you want to know, you will find in the Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I told you, barzakh, barrier. See what Almighty Allah says. Now that person passes away, he dies, Muslim or non-Muslim. Then what happens? وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So then that person enters the interspace. This is between the world and the year after. And he stays there for thousand, thousand years. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, my grandmother, great-grandmother, how many nations, generations came before? Only Almighty Allah knows. Chapter 23, verse 100. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ. O students, O ulama, make a note. There are certain words in the Arabic language, min al-azdad. Azdad means one word, two opposite meanings. Wara means behind. Wara means in front. So one word, two opposite meanings, yeah, it means in front. You died, now in front of you lies another journey. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So whether they are buried in the grave, whether they are cremated, whatever has happened, they drowned and what have you. I am not saying cremating is permissible, I'm giving you example. So that person will be in that interspace, in that barrier, till the day of justice, thousand, thousand years. I was in the home of my mother 8, 9 months. Then I stayed on this earth 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Then we stayed for 1,000 years in interspace. Then when there's no Muslim on the face of this earth, then taqumu sa'ah, then the day of justice will occur, and then we will come to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah will say, I created this entire universe for your benefit, O Tom, Dick and Mary. What did you do? You will say you worship the idols. You say that you worship Jesus, the Son of God. You say that I'm a jutna. I could kill the Palestinians and murder them, you haramis and super murderers and super terrorists. Is this the answer you will give? So Almighty Allah, His wisdom, we don't understand because of our puny little brains. And then we say there's no sense. Now you explain to me something better than what I explained to you now. Look at yourself, look at your mother, how she carried you and how we love her so much. We take their name even after their demise and we cry as Muslims. And today, O son, S-O-N for you to go visit your mother's grave and father's grave is a sunnah and a babiya. من زار قبر أبويه أو أحدهما يوم الجمعة غفر له وكتب بارا. Who goes and visits the grave of both his parents or one of them, provided they passed away as Muslims on the day of Friday, you are forgiven and considered as a pious son. The hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat Sharif. My fatwa, our fatwa and verdict is for women to go to graveyard is absolutely haram, especially in this day and this age. All the mix-up that goes on there and so forth. So you make dua and supplicate to Allah. Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Allah created this universe and made the human being the masterpiece. You see, 6 days Allah created. Saturday to Thursday. And Friday, Allah created Adam himself. Why? You first build your house and then you trek inside. Then you move inside. So this world is secondary, subservient for me and you. We are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. So we cry to Allah, رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Forgive the believers. The day the reckoning is established. What you say, Tom, Dick and Mary? Who's to blame? You or your puny little brain? Come speak to me, my brother.
A Muslim's word is his honor. So what happens to a person who says, me, I will never marry. And a month later, this person gets married. Is this person sinful?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Islam, Al-A'zabu Shaitan, a person who remains a confirmed bachelor, he is Satan, he is Lucifer, he belongs to Hizbu Shaitan, to the satanic party. Yes, if the person got some personal issues, he's sickly, or he's up past six all the time, and so forth and so on. So that's a different issue. But as a rule, not to get married and so forth is not permissible in Islam. Look at the vices and the sins. There is a great person, remember his name, Sayyid Sabiq, and he was very, very, you understand, powerful with the Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood. And he wrote a book, Fiqh Sunnah, and there you will find what I'm telling you now. He was this great jurist and scholar of Islam, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu arda. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, Faqihu hadil ummah, that in the golden era of Islam, hypothetically for argument's sake, that if my wife dies, or you know, something happens to her, then I, Abdullah, if God Almighty Allah tells me that in 10 days you will die, in the first week of Ramadan you will pass away, for example, nowadays, I will still get married with the fear of falling into some vices and sin. So therefore, for that Muslim to say, I'll never get married, and then he gets married, so that is a sign of hypocrisy, is sinful, and that person there should repent and not make these type of crazy statements. As Muslims, we are encouraged to get married, and therefore we challenge Mr. Pope. I challenge the Pope. Come read for me the Gospel and the Bible by memory and the original Bible revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. So the response came from the Vatican. There is no hope for the Pope. So I'm asking the Pope, you and your Catholic Church and your bishops and cardinals and all your other characters. So how long are you going to live with celibacy? Because it's something unnatural. So then they take their rifles and they get busy with the small, small boys, or they get busy with the nuns, the monks and so forth. So either you find the monks are busy with the nuns, it's a monkey business, or you find, you must remember that the priests are busy with the young, young boys, the pedophilia. And then you find the Pope has to go city to city, country to country and apologize and so forth. Islam is the only panacea and solution for humanity, now and in the future. It has all the answers that are practical. Ya ma'ashir al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whosoever of you, the youth, say that, get married. Get married in your youth. You're bursting with your energy and your lust and desires. So when you get married in your youth, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ, then your gaze will remain. You will keep it down and lower your gaze, and you will protect your private part. Mustafa, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The hadith there, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua, a supplication in Mustad Ahmad. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh Allah, let me look after my private part and rifle. Today, way and way people want to put their rifles. Adam and Eve, suddenly Adam becomes Eve and Eve becomes Steve. And today your school in Rustenburg and other places, what they want? They say they're gender swap. So now Steve is going to wear a skirt and he's going to look like a girl. And the girl will wear the boy's uniform and she will wear the trouser and the tie. And both will be shaking their backsides and posterior in the name of, remember that, freedom, freedom, viva South Africa. Is this the South Africa you want? That where you got every year in your schools 250,000 children pregnant, opening their legs instead of opening their books? That is what your Minister of Education said. So think properly what you are doing. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. The house is being destroyed by the lamp in the house. You put the best alarm system, the best security personnel, but you left the fire burning inside the house. What will happen? So think properly, O human being, Muslim and non-Muslim. So that, I don't know if there's any other question, Ma'a Salim Kareem. If Stop. There is, we can... One more, G.
Stop. I went to my relative and close friend's Mayyat. There was this girl who was very rude and didn't want me or any woman to enter the Mayyat room to pray Yasin. I was very disappointed. Was this girl right?
I'm not sure what the circumstances are. So let me look at the possibilities, what really happened, right? We don't know you, we don't know the mayit, we don't know that lady, and so forth. If the lady had passed away, somebody's wife, daughter, sister, mother, and now you wanted to go and sit there and so forth, and read some Quran, Surah Yasin, Surah this, Tabar, whatever, and then they told you, no, you can't go, and so forth, so that's wrong. So they must allow you to go, whether it's very near or around there, and you read, that's fine. Even if you are in menses, you can sit there, remember that, and you read, Tasbih, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allah Akbar. A lady in menses can sit next to the female deceased, and after the ghusl bathing is done, after the takfeen, the kafan shrouding is done, totally permissible. So if that is the case, then that lady was wrong. If the mayit was a male, it was her father, her brother, her husband, and you are a total stranger to that person there, you're not the sister, you're not the auntie or anything of that sort there, and you want to go right inside the room where the deceased is, and she told you, no, you can't enter there. So in that case, she's right, my sister. So sometimes when people tell us, you must remember, they don't do this, or you mustn't go there, then we turn the argument the other way around and say, but that person is rude. He's not rude. That person is telling you what is haq, what is the truth. But because we are very sensitive, so we say that person is rude. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiallahu an, authentic hadith in Mustad Ahmad, Ya Abu Dharr, qulil haqqa walau kana murda. Speak the truth, even though the truth is bitter. People don't like the truth. If I ask, I just end it on this nice note. You see, Maulana Salim Kareem, mashallah, you have children and so forth. Allah Ta'ala bless you, bless the family, children, all. So all of you who got daughters, you got sons, so you ask me, for example, I'm giving. You tell me, Gal Avi. Now that's my mem and my mother tongue, right? You know what? A proposal came from my daughter, or somebody is showing interest in my son. So what do you say? You know the family. So I must give my candid opinion, C-A-N-D-I-D. And I must give my truth. Yesterday one person said, I know that family is bad, but what must I tell them? I told him, tell them that if it's my daughter, I'll never give her to that family in marriage and so forth. Simple, you don't have to give all the details and so forth. So that is how you solve the problem. But what we want to do, we don't want to give the candid opinion. You know, you give children candy, you give them sweets. So we want to give the candid opinion. Say, no, it must feel nice. I will just put some honey and sweets on it and all that. And then after 3 months, 6 months, the marriage is broken and you to blame. Why? Because you were not honest with the person when he asked you. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Mustasharu Mu'tamanun. The person you're going to consult and make mashura, then they must be honest people and give you the correct opinion. Not the opinion you want to hear, but the truth they have to speak. So that is why it must be a candid opinion and not a candid opinion. So there's nothing to feel rude about and upset about. If the mayit was a male, my sister, and then that sister prevented you, she did the right thing. So don't just get so impulsive and emotional and so forth. Today is Friday, abandon Durood Sharif, Suratul Kahf, and inshallah we will be there at Masjid al-Taqwa at 11:30 to translate the khutbah, inshallah, from Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi, 12:10 the azan, and thereafter, inshallah, the lecture, khutbah, salat, and so forth. Tonight, Maghrib time, we will be there in Masjid Tongat Masjid, Hafiz Naushad, inshallah, Railway Masjid. You know, you ask Dr. Junaid Arbi, he won't give you a vaccine only, he will show you where the masjid also. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.